This program is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
This week, MMWR published reports on the updated pneumococcal vaccination recommendation, mercury exposure at an Ohio recycling facility, and more. Let's take a look at the last 2 weeks' headlines. First, pneumococcal vaccination is now recommended for all adults aged 50 and older. Second, widespread mercury exposure and health risks at an Ohio lamp recycling facility raise occupational safety concerns. Third, multiple people in Arizona were hospitalized with severe illness after consuming Diamond Shrooms brand microdosing products. Last, a new CDC report reveals a 56% increase in the rate of tularemia cases in the United States. Welcome, I'm Charlotte Kent, Editor-in-Chief of CDC's Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. Thanks for joining me for MMWR's weekly briefing for the weeks of December 30th, 2024 and January 6, 2025. Pneumococcal bacteria can cause serious illness, including pneumonia, meningitis, and bloodstream infections. Vaccination is the best way to prevent pneumococcal disease. Previous recommendations called for the use of a pneumococcal conjugate vaccine, also known as PCV, for all adults age 65 and older, as well as for those aged 19 to 64 with risk conditions who had not received a PCV or whose vaccination history is unknown. On October 23, 2024, ACIP expanded the recommendation for PCV to include all adults 50 and older, regardless of risk conditions. This includes those who have never received PCV or who have an unknown vaccination history. Recommendations for PCVs for adults aged 19 to 49 years with risk conditions have not changed. This is also true for PCV13 vaccinated adults. Lowering the pneumococcal vaccine recommendation from age 65 to age 50 allows more adults to protect themselves from serious illnesses. Healthcare providers should recommend a PCV for all unvaccinated patients starting at age 50 years. Exposure to mercury can cause severe neurological and other health effects. Workers in electronics waste and lamp recycling facilities are at risk of exposure to elemental mercury if they inhale mercury vapor or mercury-containing dust. Gaps in safety protocols, training, and ventilation at recycling facilities can put workers at significant risk. In our next report, investigators from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, NIOSH, conducted a health hazard evaluation in 2023 to identify mercury exposure levels and potential health risks at an electronics waste and lamp recycling facility in Ohio. 6 out of 14 workers at the facility had elevated urine mercury levels, with 5 reporting symptoms consistent with mercury toxicity. These include a metallic taste in the mouth, difficulty thinking, personality changes, and difficulties writing. Mercury contamination was found throughout the facility, and use of protective equipment, such as respirators, was inconsistent. Employers should improve ventilation, enforce proper use of protective equipment, adjust work practices to reduce mercury exposure and contamination, and provide tailored training in workers' preferred languages. Health departments and clinicians should monitor worker health and address occupational mercury risks. Edible products marketed as containing mushroom-based psychoactive substances might contain undisclosed ingredients and could provoke life-threatening illness. Our third report describes an investigation by the Arizona Department of Health Services of a cluster of 4 people who required hospitalization after eating Diamond Shrooms brand chocolate bars in June 2024. The chocolate bars were labeled to include psychoactive mushroom extracts and were available for purchase online and at local retailers nationwide. The health department collaborated with poison control centers to conduct interviews with patients, family members, and attending clinicians. All 4 patients experienced severe adverse health effects, including neurologic and cardiac signs and symptoms. Public health officials in Arizona alerted CDC and the FDA about the patients and the chocolate bars they ate. The investigation prompted a nationwide product recall and public health response, with 180 cases identified in 34 states. Diamond Shrooms brand products should not be eaten. People should exercise caution when consuming other products reported to contain mushroom-based psychoactive substances. Tularemia, a rare bacterial zoonotic disease, can lead to death, but it's treatable with antibiotics. It is transmitted to humans through multiple routes. Clinical manifestations typically include fever and localized symptoms that vary by route of infection, which include inhalation, ingestion, contact with animals, insect or tick bites. Our last report describes recent increases in reported cases of tularemia in the United States. During 2011 through 2022, a total of 47 states reported over 2,400 tularemia cases, but four central states, Arkansas, Kansas, Missouri, and Oklahoma, accounted for half of all cases. The average annual incidence of tularemia during 2011 through 2022 was 56% higher than reported during 2001 through 2010. Incidence was highest among children aged 5 to 9 years, older men, and American Indian or Alaskan Native people. Increasing tularemia incidence underscores ongoing needs for clinical education regarding the diverse clinical manifestations of tularemia and options for laboratory testing. It also should stress the importance of early and appropriate treatment with aminoglycoside, fluoroquinolone, or tetracycline classes of antimicrobials, particularly for healthcare providers serving tribal populations. That's all for this week's briefing. That's all from me, because I'm retiring. Dr. Mary Dott will take over. Thank you for joining me over the years listening to this podcast. You can still subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Subscribe to MMWR to stay up to date on the latest scientific information. Stay safe and stay well.
For the most accurate health information, visit cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO.